Many people still struggle to reconcile American democratic ideals with what happened to Japanese Americans during World War II. Tens of thousands were put into detention camps, forced to leave behind family, friends, and fortune. One of the biggest such camps was Manzanar in Central California. Anthea Raymond reports that a new orchestral work uses the story of Manzanar to send a message its creators hope will influence future generations.
In the 1990s, historian Kevin Starr was running the California State Library when the state legislature pushed through funding for projects about the internment of Japanese Americans and other citizens during World War II. Starr felt strongly that one of those projects should be told through art.
I think unless something like this, so profound, is in some way memorialized through art, through musical art especially, it's really not been given the full level of consideration that such a tragic occurrence is entitled to.
Soon after, Starr visited well-known conductor Kent Nagano. Nagano, a third-generation Japanese-American, had parents and grandparents who spent time in U.S. internment camps. Starr floated his idea at Nagano's San Francisco home.
He said, you know, Mr. Nagano, I'd like you to consider trying to instigate the composition of a piece which we might call the Japanese-American Internment Camp Symphony. I'm sure my eyes got really wide, and I just had to be honest, and I said I wasn't really sure if that would be the best title for a work, but maybe we could find something else.
What the maestro found was theater director Robert Wilson, who held two workshops at his Watermill Institute on Long Island to help get the project off the ground. Nagano hopes state funding would help him keep Robert Wilson involved, but California budget cuts eventually made that impossible. So the project, says Nagano, had to take a new tack.
I had a number of follow-up conversations with Dr. Starr, and we decided we would go ahead and try to do the project anyway, and we would open up the timeline instead of limiting it to a year or a year and a half as originally thought. We decided that we'd simply leave it open-ended so that independent private fundraising could be done.
Nagano turned to the Japanese-American community for help, eventually raising $2 million to bring Manzanar, an American story, to life.
As we pass through the gate, I notice how blue the sky is.
Soldiers, no older than boys, point guns and escort us off the buses.
Big, fluffy white clouds, silently moving.
Marksmen, with drawn rifles, looking down at us. From wooden towers.
A sprawling mountain.
The result was a symphony that was more like an oratorio, with spoken word, staging, and songs adorning the orchestration. Philip Kangotanda, whose parents also spent time in an internment camp, wrote the original libretto that guided Manzanar's composition.
The music is the sort of motor of the piece. Even though we started with the text initially, once they began to write music to it, the text also moved towards the music. So it was a constant exchange.
Manzanar incorporates the work of three composers, Jean-Pascal Bentus, David Benoit, and Naomi Sakia. Sakia's compositions begin and end Manzanar. Her opening movement evokes the pre-World War II period, when immigrants were coming from Japan.
The boat rocks to and fro. I spend the first week hanging over the rail. I cannot keep anything down. I clutch my future husband's photograph to my breast.
I go to an address where a man from my village helps newcomers for a fee. A place called Montana.
Sakia, who was born in Japan, is currently composer in residence at the Berkeley Symphony, which performed the first two productions of Manzanar. At a rehearsal for the third performance in Los Angeles last month, she said the piece is still a work in progress, much like Americans' tolerance of diverse peoples. Her closing section links the lessons of Manzanar to the present.
And it's a mixed feeling because we wanted to focus on a warning as well as hope in the future. Hope is presented by the children's choir, children, you know, representing future and hope. At the same time, orchestra is depicting warning sign.
Have you seen this place? Conductor Kent Nagano says it's important to remember that this story is not just about Japanese Americans, but about all American citizens.
There's not one of us that hasn't had, at the very least, major disappointments. And for the most part of us, we've also experienced great tragedy and, in some cases, great injustices. And to be able to apply this and to check ourselves as we face this very complicated time today, we can hopefully take from the retelling of the Manzanar, an American story, something that will help us see the world around us today.
Nagano says he'd like more people to see and hear the performance. Ideally, he says, other symphonies will take on the composition, but he'd also like to bring the whole production outdoors to the Manzanar site and shoot a DVD version against the backdrop of the Lower Sierra Mountains. What happens next is up to history. For NPR News, I'm Anthea Raymond in Los Angeles.